I want to talk some boxing. We are joined right now by the WBO featherweight world champion. He is 13-0, 7 by KO. He was a silver medalist at the 2016 Olympics. He is the first male boxer from the 2016 Olympics to win a world title as a professional. He's going to face Felix Caraballo Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. Shakur Stevenson is my guest. Shakur, it's great to have you on. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
Good talking to you. So you're going to fight Tuesday night in boxing's return. You were supposed to fight March 14th, but that fight was the first major boxing event, which had been canceled when the pandemic really started to take effect. What was it like to have that fight canceled and then having to wait nearly 3 months to fight once again? What has that period been like for you?
I mean, it was really a bad situation. Training 8 weeks, getting ready for a fight, spending so much money in training camp to find out that I'm not getting paid, and then not being able to perform like I wanted to. I wanted to put on a great performance that day, and I was looking forward to performing the way that I planned on performing, and then finding out that I'm not going to be able to perform. All that stuff, it kind of annoyed me, but I had family around. Everybody was around me, and it kind of made it better.
Shakur Stevenson joining us. You know, on top of that, that's tough enough to go through, but now you haven't fought in 8 months, which for you is a really long layoff. So how much are you looking forward to getting back into the ring and having a chance to perform and do what you do?
Yeah, it definitely is a long layoff, but I'm a gym rat, so I'm always in the gym. Like I said, I did a full training camp for March 14th. I took a month off, got right back in the gym. Been in the gym ever since. So I'm a gym rat. I don't think the 8 months is going to do anything for me, but it will definitely be a really good feeling being back in the ring after an eight-month layoff.
That's coming up. And we are joined by the WBO featherweight world champion, Shakur Stevenson. Now, you had the opponent change, and you're going to fight Felix Caraballo. I know you haven't had a lot of time to study him. What do you make of what you've seen from him so far?
I only seen one round. Like, I seen one round of him. Watched it. I seen that he's not on my level, so I turned it off, and my coach has been watching him. But I can't really watch too much of him. I know I'm going to beat him up.
Dude, that's an incredible statement you just made. Did you really watch one round of him and say, I don't need to see any more, I'm good?
Yeah, one round. Just one round, that's all I've seen.
What did you see in that one round? What made you feel like this is not worth my time, I don't need to see any more?
I mean, he opened up big with his punches real wide. He put on the tight guard, lock up. He showed me everything I needed to see in one round, so.
Shakur Stevenson joining us. That's an amazing statement you just made. Now, listen, you won the WBO featherweight belt back in October in Reno in a fight where you won 11 to 12 rounds. You made it look pretty easy. Winning a belt is not supposed to be as easy as you made it look. What do you remember about that night and that fight?
That night and that fight, I knew that I had a tough opponent ahead of me. I knew that Joette wasn't really no regular opponent. He was also undefeated. Prospect on the rise that could also fight. So being that, and he was a contender, he was a great fighter, so I knew I was preparing for a real good opponent. But when I got in the ring, it was just my night. I made sure it was gonna be my night. I told myself early in the morning that tonight was gonna be my night, and I was gonna be a world champion by the end of the day. And when I fought, that's what happened.
Shakur Stevenson is the champ. He's my guest. Now, I mentioned off the top that you're the first fighter from the 2016 Olympics to win a world title as a professional. You're still just 22 years old. Take me back. You're from Newark, New Jersey. What was life like for you growing up, and what does it represent, or what does it mean to you to represent Newark?
Life wasn't really too easy growing up. I mean, I'm glad that everything happened the way it happened, because I wouldn't be who I am if it wasn't. But my mother, she got 9 kids. I'm the oldest. I had a lot of weight on my shoulders being the oldest. Had to make sure my little brothers and sisters were straight. When I started bringing money in, I always made sure they ate. So, like, life wasn't easy coming up. We from Newark, New Jersey, so that says a lot right there.
So how did you first get into boxing? Did you find that sport, or did it find you? And then how did you get hooked on the sport?
My grandfather, he introduced me to three fighters that he had because he was a boxing coach. And he played, like, baseball, like a little baseball, but he wasn't, like, no big baseball. He played baseball, and he brought one of three of his fighters to the game. And when they came to the game, he told me that they was boxers, and I thought it was so cool that they was boxers. So the next day, I asked him, can I go to the gym? Then once I went to the gym, I fell in love with the sport.
Shakur Stevenson is the champ. He's joining us right now. Now, you work with the great Andre Ward. How did that relationship start, and what have you learned from him?
Andre Ward is a blessing to me. I'm glad that he came in my career. Since I started my pro career, he's been right there with me. Even when I was amateur, when I was in the Olympics, he was right there with me, kind of. He couldn't be physically right there, but he was with me, calling me every day, making sure I was straight, telling me how to go about certain things. He was with me in the trials. So Andre Ward, I appreciate Andre Ward for everything he do for me, and I got a great relationship with him.
You know, there's a certain fighter that you get compared to quite a bit, and I know you know that comparison. You know where I'm going with this. It's Floyd Mayweather. What do you make of that comparison? Is it flattering? Do you like that, or is it kind of a distraction?
It's kind of hard. Like, it's at first it was kind of like, it was cool. Because I remember I said in an interview, I said, I'm the next Floyd, next Sugar Ray, the next great, like all of them. Like, but I was saying, like, the great. But ever since, like, my last fight, there's been constant comparisons to, like, Floyd. And, I mean, it's cool, but I kind of want to outdo Floyd Mayweather. I don't want to just be compared to Floyd Mayweather. I want to be the first Shakur Stevenson. So,
right, so you made no secret
cool
of the fact.
It's cool having.
Yeah, go ahead.
You said what?
No, you go ahead.
It's cool having that comparison, but, I mean, I'm a whole different fighter from him. Like, I stole a lot of things from him. I got a lot of my game from him, from Dre, from Pinnell, from all them guys. But I'm still my own fighter. Like, I'm still me. But I understand the comparison. I get it.
The fact that you get that comparison and you're still just 22 and already a world champion speaks to where you are and your skill. You've also made no secret of the fact that you've got a plan. And you're going to work that plan. And the goal is that by the time you're 27 or 28, you want to be the alpha dog in all of boxing. I respect you're putting that out there. How do you go about executing that plan and making it real?
I just got to fight the big fights. I got to fight the best fighters out there that's for me to fight. Young, up-and-coming fighters with publicity and stuff like that behind them. Also, like, I need to fight them type of fights. I just need to fight the fight and get my face out there more and more. I feel like by the time I'm 27, 28, I'm going to be a superstar in the sport.
Right, so you've got another opportunity to prove that this weekend. Looking down the road, and I know you've got business in front of you coming up this weekend, but my last thought, part of the plan is to clean out the division at 130. You've said that, for instance, Leo Santa Cruz is a guy you really want to face because, quote, he's flat-footed. He's not really a smart fighter. He's basic. I'd torch him, end quote. How do you think that fight would go, and do you think that he knows that? Do you think that he's afraid of you?
Yeah, I think Leo knows for a fact that I could beat him. I think that I just watched an interview of him saying, like, that I wouldn't beat him easily, like an interview. But he's like, it sounds like he's basically saying, like, I would beat him, but I wouldn't beat him easily. Like, so he's kind of letting me know right then and there with his mind that, and he tried to clean it up right after, like, like, oh, no, he wouldn't beat me. But I understood what he was saying.
All right, so, Shakur, for those who have not seen you or don't know that much about you, you're going to do your thing Tuesday night on ESPN at 7 p.m. What can the fans expect from you that night? What are they going to see and what are they going to get from you?
Expect me to get that guy in four rounds. So I say four rounds. First two rounds, I'm probably going to be getting my ring rust off. If he come out and make a mistake early, he getting out of there earlier than four rounds, but he ain't going to make it out of four rounds.
Shakur Stevenson is the WBO featherweight champion. It's been a long layoff through no fault of his own. We've got a pandemic. He's back in the ring, 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN on Tuesday night. Shakur, great to have you on the program. Good luck in that fight, and I hope we can talk again soon. That was fun.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
Be good. Appreciate it, too. I appreciate so much about that conversation. Starting with the fact that he's a world champion, he's undefeated, and he just said, I've only seen one round of my opponent. I turned it on, I watched one round, and that's all I needed to see. I'm good.